Wairoa in the northern Hawke's Bay region is in the news, not for the recent flooding that beset the area, but for another matter entirely, gang insignia on the gravestones in the council-run cemetery. Well, some residents were reportedly too frightened to speak up for a ban at a hearing at the Wairoa Town Hall for fear of their lives in case there were reprisals from the gangs. Wairoa District Council met today to make some tough decisions, and the Mayor, Craig Little, is with us. Kia ora, good evening, Craig.
Kia ora. How are you?
Good, thank you. You're back home from a day at the council offices. Can you recap what's been going on in the cemetery there?
Oh, look, we've got a cemetery bylaw, we had three other bylaws as well. It's just what we do, renewing bylaws. And, so we resolved today around the cemetery to develop a policy and guidelines. So, yeah.
And what are they? I mean, you've got these, for people who don't know this story, you've got some headstones in there, three, I believe, that have got mongrel mob on them?
That's correct. So we've had a bit of feedback, and so part of that policy was to look at that, to address that problem as well. But it was always going to be probably prospective rather than retrospective, because generally bylaws are that you can't go back, you can go forward. You're saying some people were scared to submit. Yeah, they probably didn't want to put their name out there, but we had everybody in the room. Everybody was pretty polite to everybody else and courteous of each other, so it wasn't too bad.
So what did you come up with? What's the story?
Okay, so basically the bylaw that round the headstone says that only approved headstones will be installed. So we've got a bit of work to do around that, because you can say, look, we don't want gang insignia, but does a bulldog, is that, and it's not, someone might love bulldogs. So we've just got to get it right.
Okay, so you've just got it, you've got a line that says it has to be approved. Who's going to be doing that approval?
Well, that's what we've got to do, more work around setting up the preparation with the policy and guidelines now to get to that. So it's not easy, as we know, in Whanganui quite a few years ago, it was all thrown out. It's really hard. But don't forget that this bylaw also, does everything. The plot size, the head to toe size, whether you can drink up there, whether you can, it's all about behaviour, everything really. So it's a hard one. We're getting there.
How big is your cemetery? How many hectares?
That's a really good question.
Is it a big one?
Three or four.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot of graves up there. And have you had some problems with people congregating in the cemetery?
Look, I've got to be honest. It's probably more individuals than the actual general gang, because I've been working with the leaders of the mongrel mob, and they've been really good to work with. They don't want bad behaviour up there. They've told me that. So basically, if there's bad behaviour, we're going to have to really encourage people to report it. So, cemetery should be a place where you should be able to go up and see your loved one and should not be intimidated by anybody at all. And so we've had reports of behaviour, and with that, it might be more than just gang members. So we've got to get on top of that as well.
Right, you've got to clear that out and make sure that it's safe for everyone to go and pay their respects to their loved ones.
But that may not, we don't want to just target gang members, because everybody's capable of misbehaving out there in the community. But we're hoping just to make it. So moving forward, we've just got to work out what the approved headstones are.
That's going to be quite difficult, isn't it, in terms of...
difficult, because, it's really interesting. Obviously, being the mayor, you talk to a lot of people, and some people just told me outright that they were offended by those headstones. Other people told me that didn't even worry them at all. And some people said, look, they might be more offended by if you're a Christian to another type of faith headstone. So, you've got to really work out what offensive means, and that's really the crux of the problem. So Wairoa people are pretty resilient, around gangs and that. So it was really difficult. But one thing it really wasn't, and that was it was no insult or had the person buried there, and that's where it was blown out of proportion a little bit.
Sorry, I don't understand what you mean. No insult.
So basically, it was about the cemetery bylaw, headstones, and that moving forward. It wasn't about being disrespectful to the loved ones in the ground.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think people would understand that. Certainly, you know, you can't be responsible for what your headstone is or says, can you? You know,
no.
And you do need a place. That's what a cemetery is for, to come and pay your respects for your family and friends to do that. But I read that one of the the mother of one of the gang members buried there says if people didn't want to see her son's gravestone, then they should move their own grave out of the cemetery.
Yeah, that was that probably wasn't a statement I thought was a wise one. Everyone has a right to comment and what they are, you know, has a right to complain to us, and that's what has happened, you know. So we've just got to work with that somehow and move forward. So like the Mungal Mob themselves as an organisation, they came to us, you know, this all started about 4 or 5 years ago after that horrible crash, and they had to have an unveiling. They'd done everything right, but the council had somehow dropped the ball, and that's what we're working with now. So, that comment probably disappointed me a little bit, but let's say, you know, people say things in the heat of the moment.
Yes, now you've got to flesh out that bylaw, and that's going to be, as I said, pretty difficult task to find out, to actually make a definition of what you see as offensive.
That's right. That's been the right from the start. You know, what is and what isn't, and it's a funny thing. People say, is it because when someone's wearing gang insignia that is deemed offensive because they're doing things they shouldn't be, or is just the gang insignia by itself, is that deemed to be, you know, people don't like that? It's a really hard one.
It's a dilemma. Well, we'll keep in touch and find out what your next steps are. And thank you very much. I know you've had a big, long day, so we appreciate you talking to us tonight.
No, all good. And like, we'll get there. And like I say, we're all working together, so that's the main thing.
Good on you, Craig. Thank you.
Rightio. Good night.
Good night. That's Wairoa District Council Mayor.